We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Boi Minei Ben Rechumi Me Abaya. Ben Rechumi had a shayla from Abaya. If someone says, Hareini Nazir L'Kashiyah Li Ben, someone says, you know, he doesn't have children for a lot of years, Lo Yaleinu, and he says, you know, I want to be a Nazir when I have a child. V'shama Chaveira, V'omar V'olai. His friend says, V'olai. That's what he says. Ma'u. Adiburei mashma or yagufi mashma. When he says va'alai, what does he mean to say? Does he mean to say that I'll also be a nazir if you have a child? Because I feel for you. I want to mechazik you. I also will be a nazir when you have a child. Oh, yagufi mashma. He's saying it himself. When I have a child, I'll become a nazir. Is he saying is your neder? I'll do the same type of neder on me, or I'll also participate in your neder. Basically, saying that if you have a child, I will be a nazir. Here, I'm not to tell them. Either the guys have a lie. You mean to say I'll make a nazir when I have a child, or when you have a child, I'll lie. I'm also a kabbal. That's a shaila. Now the buri mashma on his dibur and piggybacking on his neder, or a goofy mashma is a mashma on himself. And in dim tzalayma va'a lie is mashma goofy mashma. That's more my thing. What if I say va'ani? Omar rei nazir k'shili ben. The guy says I'll be a nazir when I have a child. Shama chaverim va'ani. His vani. Vani maybe just says, mashma more, I'll be with you, not on myself. Mao. And afshei kamar, oidim ha'kamar, rachmin ha'kamar seich. Does he mean on himself? Or is he saying that I have rachmanis like you, I'm going to be like you? That's the shayla. That's the shayla over here. When you say vani, is it, even when you say vani, maybe it's even vani is called agufe. That means even on the side that va'alai is mashma agufe, what about vani? Even va'ani mi'agufe over there, smash for rachman al-kavasech. And in tim tzaloyma, both va'ani va'alai maybe always mean I'm supporting my friend. Because kol ba'am pei, if you say something in front of him, ksifalei milsa, he's embarrassed to care about himself. Someone's making saying if he knows if he has a child, you're going to say, oh, I'm care, like, me also. Like that, you try to support your friend. So there, anytime it's ba'am pei, in front of him, you're supporting him. But Omar, hareini, and he's talking about himself. But let's say the guy is doing something for someone else. Omar Reini Nazir K'shiyah L'Ploini Ben. The guy says, you know what, I feel bad for Yankel, he has no children. I will become a Nazir if he has a child. And then, the Shama Chaver V'am V'ani Mahu. Here it's no big haychacha that he has to feel bad for Yankel also. But so he's doing it in front of his friend who's doing it for Yankel. V'am V'ani Mahu. Mimri Yishloi V'fano Avan Avshay Kama. When it's not in front of him, it's always an Avshay. V'ani always means an Avshay. Oidilma. And the Mefarah speaks out, it could be both Ani and Alai, same Shaila. Oidilma, Hachkam Alei, Rachmin Alei Kavaseich, I have Rachmanis on him, just like you do. That's a Shaila, Tiba'i. The Gemara stays with a Shaila about this, when you say this for Alai Vani, do you mean on yourself, do you mean when you have a child, or do you mean when your friend has a child, or your friend's friend has a child? That's the Gemara Shaila here, and the Gemara comes out, Tiba'i, the Rambam you pass like this into Salimars, so then you would come out, the Kol Ba'am Pei, Ksifla Milsa, and you're going for that guy when you say in front of him that you want to be part of the Naziris. New Mishnah. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Hareini Nazir. A guy says, I want to be a Nazir. And also I want to be V'Nazir K'shili Ben. I want to be a Nazir when I have a son. So what's the halacha? He said Hareini Nazir. He has to right away start to be a Nazir. So Hischa Mayna Shloi. Let's say he started counting his Naziris. And a Naziris, his time is 30 days. And then his son was born within this Naziris. What does he do? Mashlam Eshaloi finishes first his own Naziris. And afterwards, then he starts the child, the one he's made for his child. Because here he said first, Hareini Nazir. It's not even a Shaila here. Hareini Nazir, I said first. Then Nazir Kishir Ben. So first you finish your own Naziris. Then you start the one that made for the Simcha and the Shvach Vaidah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the son. But let's say you say, Dr. Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kishiyili Ben. He says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. V'Nazir. Hareini Nazir Kishiyili Ben. V'Nazir. And I also want to be a Nazir. So what he did was, Hischa Mayna Shloi, he started counting the regular Stam Naziris. V'Achan Ole Ben. Afterwards he had a son. So what's the halacha? Because here, really, he was makabel to make the Naziris for the son first. So Maniach Es Shloi, he stops his middle. And he does for the Naziris for the son. After he goes back, and the Chiddush over here is.
What does it mean?
What?
What does it mean?
What does it mean is that, let's say, today was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he said, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, and I'll also be a Stam Nazir. So he started, you know what, I'll start my Stam Naziris today. He started Stam Naziris today, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, he had a baby. So what he does is, he doesn't finish his Naziris, he starts now the other Naziris. Now what does that mean? It really doesn't mean anything in this case, because he cannot bring the Kabbonis yet after the 30 days. Why? Because if he does, after 30 days for his son, because if he does that, he's going to have, his hair is going to be cut then, and he's only 15 days left for the other Naziris. And the problem is, in 15 days, there's not enough hair to cut. And luck is, you have to have the galachas for 30 days. So what we'll do is, he'll do 30 days, then he'll do another 15 days, then after those 15 days, he'll bring kabbonis for both the Nazirisin. He'll do the one taglachas, two sets. One taglachas and two sets of kabbonis. But, Taisa speaks out, let's say the first Naziris days of Kabbal was 100-day Naziris, and he said that Kabbal Naziris when I have a son, and 100-day Naziris. So then, his son was born on Tu B'Shvat, so he has still 85 days left, so then he will take a haircut after the 30 days for his son, and then he'll do the rest of 85 days and do it. And do it. And what?
The son comes first.
Huh?
And the haircut after the 30 days.
Wait a second, Moshe, yeah?
And the haircut after 30 days is not going to make a steer to 15 days.
Right. So we'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, I was going to speak that out. Yeah, Moshe, what's your question?
Why does the son come first?
Because he said it first.
Son wasn't born yet.
Right, but he said the Nazir, he said the Nether first. He said the Nether first goes first. So that's why.
It wasn't relevant.
Right. That answered the question, right. So it wasn't born yet, but he made the Nether first. That's why he does it first. Now, the other question is that Mordechai is asking is a bumper question. L'chaira, in the case where I gave it the 85 days, L'maisa, how long am I take a haircut? I'm middle of my Nazir still. I'm still an Nazir from the old Nazir. How long am I take a haircut? So, Tysus speaks this out when I spoke out. We don't speak out this Kasha. So the different farshim talk about the kasha, including Rabbi Huttner and Sefer Torah, and also talks about this question. And I think he goes with the mahalach that since it's a mitzvah, this taglachas, so you're allowed to do the middle of the zeros. This is taglachas, a mitzvah, so you're allowed to do the middle of the zeros. But it's a good question, how you're allowed to do. But it's a very interesting, you can do this question. It's actually moving the Gemara like that also. Al kaponim, so our Mishnah says, that's clear, if you say first, like Hareini Nozik Kashili Ben, since he said it first, even though the Ben was not born yet, since he said it first, so automatically when a son is born, that kicks in and that interrupts his other Naziris. And like we said, you won't do a haircut if it's not enough days afterwards. So now the Gemara comes with a Shaila. It's good we got into that discussion because it'll be very relevant for the next Gemara Shaila. Zok to Gemara. Boyi Rava. Oma Hareini Nozir La'achas Yoyim. The guy says, I'll be a Nozir after 20 days. Umeyachsha Me'ayim. And from now, 100 days. 100-day Naziris. It says two Naziris. Mahu. The child like this. Kivin Dalei Meya Be'esum Le'Shalman. It's impossible to do the 100 before the 20. So, Loi Chaylin, it's not Chal before the 20. You only started after the 20. Oy Dilma, Kivin De Isla Gidl Sar Le'Vesoif. Chaylin, since you have enough here, you have 80 days worth of here afterwards, so you could do it, start now, and then finish it later after the other Naziris. That's the Gemara Shaila. You can ask me what? The Shiloh is this. Someone said, I'm going to be a Nazir after 20 days, and from now, 100 days. So the question is like this. The first 20 days, do you have to keep Naziris or not? On one hand, you could say that, Lamaisa, I'm not going to finish this Naziris in 20 days. So I'll just start it after the second Naziris. The other Naziris, I said, I'm going to be Naziris after 20 days. We'll call that number one, 30 days. So after 50 days, I'll start the 100-day Naziris. That's one side. The other side is, the Lamaisa, I have 20 days now. I'll start Naziris now. I'll start it off. I'm not going to have enough here to cut because I'm cut after 30 days. Because after 50 days, I'll cut my hair. No, I have another 80 days afterwards to regrow the hair. That's the ability of Shaila. So we read inside that one time. Now, Kivin da Lei Meir Be'es from Lei Shalom. This is the 100 of the finite of the 20. Lei Chaylin. I don't know. Kivin da Gidol Sar Lebesoif Chaylin. You're going to ask me that isn't. So first of all, before that, if you say that it's being chal afterwards, what's Losh Ma'achshav? He said Ma'achshav Me'ayim. So Tosis points out, it's like the sixth wide line. Now also I'm a kabel kuf yoyim achar shaslam. I'm a kabel 100 days. That's what it means. Not that it's chal from now. I'm also being a kabel 100 days. But Tosis has another kasha, very simple kasha. Isn't that Mishnah Mefurish, not like that? The Mishnah Mefurish, the one in Stad, our Mishnah told us the answer. Our Mishnah said, if I say, Hareini Nozir Kshiri Ben, I said that first, then Venazir, what do you do? You start all the Naziris now. When it says, you start all the Naziris now. And even there it's even short, you don't have enough days afterwards. So it's a Klara Raya, L'char. So I pray Tosis. Tosis answers the Pasha Teretz. Our Mishnah, the reason why it starts right now is because it was possible to finish it before the child was born. I have no idea when the child's going to be born. The child could be born later on. Therefore, I start now, I can start it now. My second here, you know 100 days doesn't fit into 20. There's no way it fit 100 days into 20. So therefore, here is the Gemara Shaila. That's Pshat, that's how you say the Gemara Shaila. So, Freit the Gemara Kasha, V'tiboyle Nazirus Mo'etes. Why don't you declare the same Shaila by Nazirus of 30 days? Why have to go to 100 days? Say Nazirus like this. Harei Nazir L'Acher Esim Yoyim Uma Achshav Nazir. Say the same shayla there. Why can't clear the same shayla there? Zok Gemara Chada Chada Migoy Chada Gavale. It's one after another one. Im Tim Shleim Mezirus Me'etas. If you tell me Mezirus Me'etas, there Kivin Da Sara Yoyim Mudiyasim. This is only afterwards. Only be 10 days left. So Loi Salaklei Loi Nasara. So there that maybe you'll say Dafka by 10 days. So first he asks a question by Naziris Mu'atas. And then he asks Naziris Mu'ruba. Because if you say Naziris Mu'atas is not Chal, why not? Because you don't want 10 days left afterwards because there's not enough days to grow your hair. So Im Tim Tzoloima, there's not enough time to grow your hair, but here is better. Nozim Eyoim Kim De Islei Tamnin Yoim. So you have 80 days of Soif. Salkin Le'eloi. Do you start it or not? So the Mu'ruba Shaila is two Shailas, one after another. First Shaila is, by Naziris Mu'atas, do you start right now? And even if you say you don't want to start that now because then you're only left for 10 days afterwards, not enough time to grow your hair back, and you want to be able to do the full process after the first 30. So there, okay, it's not tchal. But maybe by 100, where they have 80 days left, maybe there it's tchal. So that's what, that's the shayla, two shaylas, the intim tzalaimah. And Mitzvah Hashem, on tomorrow's shir, we'll continue from the fourth line from the top of Daf Yud Aleph.